An Atlanta attorney accused of murder says it was a tragic accident. The prosecutor says Tex MacIver knew what he was doing when he shot his wife, Diane. The case is the subject of this season's Breakdown podcast from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. It premiered earlier this month. AJC reporter Bill Rankin co-hosts that podcast, and he joins me in our studio. Welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
Another season of Breakdown and another murder.
Yes.
What makes murder good for not just reporting, but why does it make for good podcast fodder?
Well, I think a lot of murders are whodunits. Mm-hmm. And
not this one.
That's true. Well, whether he did it on purpose or not.
Right.
So a lot of, they're mysteries.
Mm-hmm.
And especially when you're covering a trial, we don't know what's going to happen.
Right. So even you guys are in suspense.
Yes.
And one of the things that makes this kind of interesting is Tex MacIver himself has sort of changed his story sometimes. Is that fair? And when he's described what's happened on the night in question. Here's a little clip of Tex speaking to the AJC by phone, and he's describing the shooting.
I was suddenly awakened. I lurched and the gun fired. And I was just absolutely shocked. I probably forgot I had it in my lap, but I was startled. Boom. There's the sound of the gun. It was a flash. And I immediately started asking if anybody was hurt.
So Tex, in that particular description, is saying he was asleep all the way up until the gun went off. Is that accurate?
That's right.
And has that story ever changed?
I think he's been pretty consistent with that. It was a Sunday, and he has a ranch. He and Diane had a ranch on Lake Oconee. They played golf that day. They drove back to Atlanta. They hit gridlock on the connector. And on the way, he said that he was falling asleep.
Uh-huh.
And that they turned onto Edgewood Avenue. There was a gridlock on the connector, Atlanta traffic, of course. They go underneath the overpass. It's very dark. And he says, this is a bad idea. A friend of his is driving the car. He's in the back passenger seat. His wife is in the front passenger seat. And he asks her to hand him his gun out of the center console. And then he falls asleep again, he says.
Did he ever explain why he asked her to hand him his gun?
Well, that's a little bit in dispute.
Right.
He says he never said Black Lives Matter, but his spokesman said that Tex said when he got under the underpass, he was worried about it could have been a carjacker, it could have been homeless people, or it could have been a Black Lives Matter protest.
So this is Esther Panich, a criminal defense attorney. She is not connected to this case, we should say that. But
right.
She's commenting on it and says she was surprised that Black Lives Matter was brought up at all.
And then it became a case about race, or at least involving race, which is not something the defense ever wants to inject into a case. Now he looks as one of those white people who just want to point the finger at another, a minority, and blame them for the situation he himself caused.
What is the controversy here, Bill, over mentioning Black Lives Matter or not mentioning Black Lives Matter? Why is that controversial?
Well, I think if you think you're in a Black Lives Matter, in the middle of a Black Lives Matter protest, and you say, I need my gun, that's not probably the best
picture. Meaning he
picture.
Thought he was going to have to shoot somebody.
Or defend himself, yes.
Mm-hmm. So the other person that was in the car that you mentioned, a friend of theirs, is Danny Jo Carter. She was driving the SUV when the shooting happened. You guys include in the podcast her memory of the incident. And Carter says she actually didn't realize, Diane, Tex MacIver Weiss, didn't realize that she'd been shot.
She was talking and acting fine, and then she started breathing funny, and she, you know, kind of passed out, and Tex was talking to her. He was in the back seat, and he was holding her head, and he says, darling, just, you know, talk to me. And he was just trying to keep her, and we knew that she was breathing.
So she died, Diane died of one gunshot?
Yes, through her back.
And was there indications about, if the contention of the prosecution is that this was intentional, why did they say Tex MacIver did that?
They have said it was for money. We're still waiting for a smoking gun on the motive. They've indicated or implied that Diane had asked for a second will, which you would think must have cut him out. Or we also know that he owed her a few $100,000. They did a renovation at the ranch. So maybe he needed money.
He owed his own wife.
Yes. They had separate accounts. And we're still waiting to hear exactly what the motive is.
And at this point, the trial has been delayed?
It has. It was supposed to start today.
Yeah.
And now it's going to start March the 5th.
Which, does the AJC have enough podcast fodder to last?
Oh, yeah. We have another one coming out soon.
So why does this particular case matter? Who is Tex MacIver and what makes his murder trial significant?
Well, Tex MacIver was a successful labor lawyer at one of the nation's premier law firms. He was also vice chair of the state elections board. His wife, Diane, joined Corey Enterprises when she was very young. She worked there for decades, and she basically went from answering the phones to running the company. She's very successful.
And with this particular murder trial, is it difficult when you're covering a murder like this and there's no answers? How do you go about reporting on something when what you're really seeking is the truth, right? And the truth is in dispute.
Well, you just keep asking questions.
and
scratch the itch, right?
When you finally get to the trial, do you feel like the point of that trial is to find an answer? Does the trial answer all the questions that you have?
You would hope so, but I've covered courts for more than 25 years, and I've sat through a lot of trials, and at the end of some trials, I feel like I still didn't have the answer.
So, last question for you, Bill, is what does the having the podcast do for you? What can you do with the podcast that you can't do with a piece in the paper?
We can dive a lot deeper into the story, and it's, as you know, as well as anyone, hearing audio really brings you right into the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I'm doing this podcast with Craig Schneider, who works at he's a writer at the paper, and he had fantastic interviews of many of their friends and acquaintances. And so we paint a very full picture of this couple in a very compelling way, I think.
Yeah, that is Bill Rankin, a reporter with the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. He is one of the reporters featured on the AJC's Breakdown podcast. You'll find a link at gpbnews.org. Bill, it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.